I'm going to make way for, I'm going to make way for my man, Mr. Daniel Libby, DJ Liberty, and he's going to bring you all the news and all the bullshit. So he's going to take it away right now, brother.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here for another Word of Mouth Wednesday. This is October the 13th, 2010. And tonight, we welcome a guest back to the studio from the Raise Fist Collective and the rap group Test Their Logic, and an activist involved in G20 Toronto, Illogic, joins us in the studio today for a feature interview tonight. Plus, we got some audio clips from last week's big premiere screening of the grassroots documentary G20 Toronto Exposed. And then to wrap it up tonight, we've got the second part of the inspiring speech by the Maestro Fresh West from the Manifesto Festival 2010. All that and more on the Word of Mouth Wednesday tonight, October 13th, 2010. 13% HST 13 is an Illuminati number, so stay tuned to the Word of Mouth Wednesday. We'll be right back right after this. Stay tuned. Word up.
Light and sovereignty, word, then, the natural extension. Assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse. You must leave the immediate vicinity. If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Come on. See you in the streets. Yeah, test the logic, yeah. G20, they few, we many. G20, they few, we many.
There's nowhere you can't go in the world without opposition to your plans. I'm making it twirl around your greedy fingers. We watching it swirl down the drain. Insane economics unfurl. See, we're not buying what you're selling, even with your propaganda telling media barons rebelling. We're yelling,
no justice, no peace in the streets.
It's just us versus the elite police. See, a better world we see, so we're free when we speak. Oil's at its peak, and we gotta defeat. The status quo will keep us unable to speak. On our knees saying please, we reap what we sow. So you know the whole plan is out of control. The goal to hold power while we get the blindfold. Truth be told, it's the same old song and dance. We're down to the wire, might be our last chance to advance. Humanity, take your stance. The power of the people, a street romance. United, we cannot be defeated. G20, we're ready, T-Dot, it's time to greet them.
G20, they few, we many. G20, they few, we many. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting.
Chattering the so-called social peace. Windows getting smashed live on TV. 2010 is here, confront the beast. Reclaim the streets.
Lightened sovereignty.
Bringing that fire, it's incendiary. Cause they locking down streets with the military. And the progress is death, it's a cemetery. This ain't Canada, this is native territory. Turtle Island, East Coast of Salish. Colonizers just keep on taking. February 2010, confront invasion. G20, Julie, big tree blazing.
During the time of crisis, I relied on about 10 Canadians with great expertise to give advice.
Destroy the SBP wherever it gets stationed. Take over everything with occupation. More abortion, more self-determination. Social war against our nations. No control against domination. Against the empire and its colonization. Against the war and the government agents. Against authority for liberation.
G20, they few, we many. G20, they few, we many.
Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday, back here on the show today. You just heard some of that track there, the legendary G20 Toronto track, an anthem, I guess, of the G20 Toronto by Test Their Logic, which is the rap group featuring Testament and Illogic. And we've got one of the MCs on that track in the studio today, Illogic. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, word to Illogic. Last time you were here was actually our Earth-Shaking Special. It was June the 23rd, 2010. It was the week of the G20 protests.
Seems so long ago now, huh?
Exactly. And you were with Testament last time you were here.
Yes.
What's the situation? Why are you here alone this time?
Well, me and Testament are co-accused. We have charges pending right now, and part of our bail arrangement is non-association. So we can't even speak to each other, let alone do music together, make songs together, or even talk. So that's why I'm here by myself right now.
Now, do these charges have any relation to this G20 meeting that took place in Toronto? What are the charges?
We were arrested on the Sunday. Actually, the last time we did a performance was on the air here in this studio during the Saturday Night Fever, which got broadcast out to the world from here.
Nice.
And we were just, you know, on the Sunday morning, we both got arrested at different parts of the city and put into the detention center. And we're still dealing with all that madness right now.
Now, do you believe that you were arrested or targeted for arrest during the G20 because of this track, because of the controversial track, and because of the interviews that you had made in the media? Or?
Yeah, I definitely think that's a large part. It's really interesting. After I got released on the Tuesday, after everything went down, I got my stuff back, my backpack and all my possessions, and they had the warrant sheet that had my picture and had the charges I was facing that they used to arrest me and pick me out of a crowd, and didn't have my real name. It had my MC name, Illogic. So they didn't even know who I was. They just knew me as Illogic. So definitely that was what a big part of why we were arrested, was because of the music, and that's why they were targeting us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I heard your real name, Chris, I think, on CBC when
that's
you were interviewed
right.
on by the CBC on the TV show. And then I also saw you're on Russia Today. You're on CKLN. What did you think about the media portrayals during the whole G20?
There was some positive stuff. I thought the CBC was pretty good. I really appreciate the support y'all gave us over here. Russia Today was doing amazing work. The mainstream, you know, it's tough because I know there's some reporters in the mainstream who try and like rep it for real, but they got editors who then chop up their work and then put it out to the masses how they want it spun. So we know how that, you know, the few who control the media are the ones who get to shape the message, and they make sure that the same one gets played all the time. And the ones that we were seeing, I for Sunday until Tuesday, I didn't even know what was going on in the media because I was in the detention center and at the courthouse as well. So I was just guessing what was going on. And when I got out later, people told me I was all over the TV. They saw me getting arrested live on the air. So it was just kind of madness. I didn't have any idea until I got out how big it was. I was in the Globe and Mail and stuff like that. So and some of the stuff was very slanderous as well. They were definitely trying to paint me in particular in some cases in a very negative light. They were using the Globe and Mail in particular, they were using quotes that they did in an interview for me from the week before and then juxtaposing it with what happened on Saturday to try and paint it like I was the one who was like responsible for the entire thing. And it's like, yo, that's completely unfounded and very unfair.
Right, and yeah, that's the interesting part when in that CBC speech or CBC piece, because it gets into your that you're a peaceful yoga instructor, and then it talks about then it was basically it was a report on like who are the anarchists, I remember it was called,
yeah,
I think
that's right,
and you know that's not a label that I'd use about or to describe myself as. Would you use that label to describe yourself? Would you say that you're an anarchist?
I'd say I'm a human being that has certain beliefs, and I think putting yourself in any ideological box is very restrictive. So for myself, I'd rather tell people what I believe in than just saying like I'm an anarchist and put all the baggage that goes with that. I do believe in many tenets of anarchist thought. I think I believe that hierarchy leads to abuse of power and corruption. I think it's in all different relationships in the world this is happening. Like there's like some ideologies like communism deal with like rich and poor, others deal with like specific things, but there's all these different hierarchies between like men and women, between different races, between rich and poor, between humans and animals, between humans and the planet. And I really think for true liberation on this planet, we need to address all that unbalanced power being put in few people's hands. And I want to see that in all our relationships, not just in a few, because then when those relationships start playing out again, then you have people with power again and people without power. And that's not what I want to see. I want to see a world with freedom, liberation.
For real, for real. When we had you on the last time, or the first time on Word of Mouth Wednesday, right before this G20, during the week of protests, it had just been the day that there had been an earthquake in Toronto, and there had been a environmental toxic tour, I think, that on that day. And then I found out later on that there was an arrest on that Wednesday night of an environmental activist, one of the only people ever arrested under this Ontario Public Works Act. I think it was Dave Vassy, arrested near the fences. And he was in the media. He was noted as an environmental activist. Do you believe that environmental activism was targeted during the G20? How controversial, I guess, is it to be an environmental activist these days?
I think being an activist of any stripe will get you on their radar, and after the G20, very much so, they're basically trying to go after anybody who's speaking out against the status quo. And, you know, right now, environmental activism is having, you know, a big impact. Like, look at the Alberta tar sands. That's one of the things that, you know, activists have been working on for many years now, and it's actually starting to make light in the mainstream how destructive this this industry is, and how an absolute disgusting destruction of our planet is taking place just to, you know, fulfill the needs of fossil fuels for our culture of capitalism that just needs that. It's the blood in the veins of the industrial machine, and it's running out, so they're going to all corners of the world to do it, and they don't care who gets hurt by it, how many rivers get polluted. And so, you know, It's hitting people in people's pockets in this country, and they're worried about that kind of activism for sure. So that gets on the radar, definitely.
Right, right. And so when this big protest happened, one of the biggest protests ever in Toronto was the G20 protest. You mentioned that you guys had been at CKLN performing on it, but what's your review, I guess, of the whole week of the protests? Do you think that the message got across?
I think there was pros and cons for sure. I think in retrospect, a lot of it was set up to try and flush out activists and try and get people locked in the system, which I currently am in now. So, you know, hindsight is 2020 for real, so it's easy to look back and see mistakes, but it's important to learn from that as well, and learn that, you know, the people in power are not playing around. They're serious about keeping their power, and you know, I think it was kind of like a test to see how much people would take, see how many liberties could be taken away and how much the mainstream public would go along with that. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people think what happened is justified to people because of things that happened on Saturday, windows getting smashed and stuff like that. They say, oh, yeah, all the protesters deserve what they got. And it's like, I don't know how you can equate the two things. Like, windows are inanimate objects that can get replaced. When you hurt a person, that's has effects that are long-lasting, psychologically, emotionally damaging, you know? So I can't, it's hard for me to even, like, try and equate the two things. And I know lots of people do and use that to justify it. So that's worrisome to me, but I think lots of people were radicalized by the experience. Anybody who went through that detention center can see how quickly your rights get stripped away when the powers that be decide that that's expedient to do so. And all those people have family and friends who are then informed of it. So I'm hoping that the positives outweigh the negatives, because there's a lot of people going through some serious ish right now because of it, myself included. And we're hoping that in the long run, it's all for a reason.
Exactly, exactly. Because I saw on that Saturday, I didn't see any of, like, for instance, Yonge Street being smashed up or anything. But I did see walking up Yonge Street within a few hours of when that happened, there was like already multiple window repair crews out. So that was being taken care of while there's, you know, 1,000 people in jail, or, you know, throughout the whole weekend, 1,000 people in jail. And some of the scariest stories I've ever heard, and we've had some of them on this Word of Mouth Wednesday. And one of them, actually, because I'm about to ask you about what you thought about this Eastern Avenue Detention Center, and I want to ask you about one of these legendary stories that we actually heard about, a few people told us about, was that that within this film studio that had been converted to an Eastern Detention Center, that there had been separate, that everyone's in like separate cages throughout the whole like floor. There's cages everywhere, and that there had been a impromptu test their logic performance. Did this ever happen? Can you confirm this, or is this this a legend? Or
this is true. This is true. This is our last performance together, actually.
That's up hardcore. And it was in separate cages?
No, we were in the same cage together. It was crazy. Like, I was down on the, there was a solidarity protest outside of the Eastern Detention Center, which I was at where I was arrested. And right before I was arrested, I saw Testament being driven in the back of a cruiser. And I was like, damn, like, that's, well, oh, things about to go down. And just as I was getting up, moving around, I was swarmed by police and taken in. And I got processed, and I got put in a cage, one of the first cages as you went in. And like about maybe 15, 20 minutes later, Testament came in and was put in the same cage as me. And I was like, wow, that's pretty crazy. Right. And then very soon after that, the entire cage was filled with mostly Quebecois people who were arrested at this gymnasium at U of T in the morning. And so, I mean, it was basically time was the one thing that we had to kill. We were just stuck there, and we didn't know how long we were going to be stuck there. And it was like a lot of people, you know, going through some pretty heavy emotional stuff. And it was like part of the reason why we make music is to inspire people. It's a huge reason why we do it. And so I was like, well, you know, we're here right now. Like, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. So, like, why don't we just drop a couple tracks for people? And so we just started laying it down.
For real, for real. And maybe this could be a good time to actually go to an Illogic track here. While we get into, maybe we'll get into it. Should I get into
it? Yeah, that's a Tester Logic track. It's actually going to be featured in a movie coming up real soon. Friend The Stimulator is making a movie called NCIV, and it's going to be one of the tracks that's featured in it. So, for real. Get into it, people.
Yeah. Yo, I ain't got any time to waste on this one. I gotta get right on it, like, yo. When I face the page, I place the rage, place it into stasis. I write it and erase it. That's a basis, cover all the bases. Watch what you say on the cell, they gonna trace it. Sack debt, don't expect any aces. Camera eyes, watch you in public places. And I hate this, so I take this mic and I write like these words on my legs. And they walk me through my paces. People chasing glittery lights, but I've seen the heights. My time is not wasted, I'm tracing the sky. Who weed smoke that I took me to all the spaces of my mind and time. Look, just face it, this life is mine. That's why I'm not racing the finish line. We're coma time, the moment designed to shine, I won't replace it. So I take my time, grind it up and break it, roll it up so fine, light it up and blaze it, smoke and blunt, smoke them up. And time's on the grind, train and pull the signs. Take your fist and raise it up to the sky. See the fire in the eye, do or do not do. There is no try, hard to find what's true. That is no lie, if they clip your wings, how you gonna fly? You gonna lie, you gonna die. So until that day, are you gonna try? One by one we multiply. Eyes to the sun, just let it shine out. Now get into it, now choose your side. We got to do it, the time is right. Now get into it, now change your life. Only you can do it, the time is right. More pollution and you gon' fry. So get into it, it's do or die. Without action, factions, a crew is divide. But you can't be stupid if you choose to ride. And you can't ride the fence, better choose your side. Keep doing what you're told or do what's right. You're gonna roll over or you gon' fight. No justice, no peace, the war's tonight. And I'm a poltergeist, you know, a violent spirit. Product of a world with too much violence in it. So many people, trees and animals are dying a minute. Can't ask them to stop, they ain't trying to hear it. Until we get physical, they ain't gonna fear it. To go to war with the machine, start trying to kill it. Until it dies, every day's a violent day. And they expect you to protest in silence and stay pacifist and unaffected while we die in decay. We need to rise up, fuck, kneeling to pray. Preachers and teachers lead us astray. Politicians and cops, all they say is obey. Your corporate masters, buy what they got in display. Stop buying the shit, start making them pay. To hell with the games, we ain't gonna play. Let's fight them till they kill us or they take us away. Start throwing Molotov, stop throwing bouquets. Take it to these bastards like tankers in skate. Monkey wrench machines and write communiques. Our world is prey, pages big, circle A's.
Now get into it. Now choose your side. We got to do it. The time is right. Now get into it. Now change your life. Only you can do it. The time is right.
Word of Mouth Wednesday back here. It's about 7:20 p.m. We've got Illogic still in the studio. Test Their Logic. Shout out to Test Their Logic. Making a lot of noise during this G20, G8 in Toronto. We've been talking about the detention. We've been talking about what's been going on. But actually, I wanted to ask you about someone who there was just a big protest rally yesterday. It was a demonstration here at Ryerson. For Alex Hundert, a man that they've accused a lot of with this G20 conspiracy.
The mastermind of mayhem, allegedly.
Right. Well, what are your thoughts on this Alex Hundert situation? What are you thinking about this?
The whole thing is pretty scary, in my opinion. Like he was arrested before anything happened on the Saturday. His house was raided by police in the middle of the night with guns drawn. He was then in jail for over a month, I believe, before he got his bail hearing. And then he got bail with very restrictive conditions. And everybody who was arrested during the G20, part of their bail conditions was to be unable to go to any protests. That was part of the conditions. No participation in protests, no organizing protests. So I haven't been to any of the rallies that have taken place, including the one yesterday, because that's against my bail conditions. If I did that, I'd be breaking them. I could go back to jail. So it's pretty messed up. So anyways, what happened with Alex about almost 3 weeks ago now, 3 weeks Friday, he was speaking on a panel at Ryerson University. It was not a protest, it was not a demonstration of any kind. It was inside. He was invited by Judy Rebick to speak, and he spoke at the panel. And when he returned home, he was greeted by seven police officers and RCMP officers who then brought him back to jail. And they said he breached his bail and that he's now going back. So obviously they had people following him and watching him, and which is, I mean, that alone is kind of scary. But the fact that they're trying to use that as a reason to put him back in jail, saying that, you know, to speak on a university panel is a demonstration. They're just basically, you know, trying to bend the law as much as they can to make his life very hard. So fast forward to this week, he was basically, the Justice of the Peace was saying last week that he had broken his bail conditions and they were now going to review whether his bail should be revoked. So yesterday, they decided that they were going to let him go and not revoke his bail. They were going to continue with his bail on the condition that he then sign off to a whole bunch of new conditions, which includes non-association with no one is illegal and a bunch of people involved with no one is illegal. And the kicker was no expressing of political opinion anywhere.
Oh, no.
So basically saying you cannot express your opinion to the media in any kind of public venue. You cannot say anything. And Alex, being the courageous person that he is, would not sign off on that. So he's in jail right now as we speak because of this.
It is a crazy story when we're actually thinking about this one guy that they're saying that if there was one person in charge of this whole thing, which I don't quite think, because you know protesters have their own their own minds. They're not all just gonna follow one man. And you know, do you think that they're trying to pin have him the focus of this whole riot, or have him as like a revolutionary leader? Like, what are they trying to?
There's several things going on. They're definitely trying to paint anybody who is part of the organization of the protests, which he was. I believe he had some kind of organizing capacity, but to say that he was responsible for everything that happened is ridiculous, because I don't think anybody knew each other for the most part. And, like, so much happened on Saturday that was completely beyond the scope of anything that it seemed like anybody had planned for. It was completely spontaneous, and nobody had done any kind of planning to make that happen. To then So that on one hand, that's happening, and I think they're just trying to basically put as much as they can on anybody that they can, because they have nothing in terms of trying to get the general populace, who was very much, it seemed, enthusiastic about what happened. Another kind of thing that's happening is a more long scale kind of strategic purpose that they're trying to roll out against activists, which is basically stopping any kind of movement before it starts. So the idea is bazookas for butterflies. So before any kind of revolutionary radical movement can really take off and make a huge foundation, they're going to go after the people who are involved and try and throw as much as they can against them to make sure it never gets to that point. Because frankly, they are terrified. The people in power, you could see during the G20, I don't need a bunch of cops and fences around me wherever I go. They need to go behind these huge fences with $1 billion worth of security just to talk to each other. They're the ones who are terrified. They know this whole game is slipping out of their fingers, so they're trying to do whatever they can to then put that fear onto us to make us afraid to challenge their power. Because anybody who's paying attention to what's happening in the world can see that the situation is getting worse and worse on a daily basis, and that the people on this planet want change, and real change, not just some kind of cosmetic new politician, new face to be our supposed leader.
For real, for real. And we went through this G8, G20 martial law in Toronto, and we heard basically before the G8, G20, when we heard the G8, G20 crash the meeting rap track, that, you know, you guys definitely, I think you guys had a lot of it, you know, the idea already idea of what would happen in the G8, G20 already in that track. So, like, people, you know, that was the thing. You know, you guys predicted a lot of the things. So what I was wondering about, you know, is this coming up in November 11th to 12th. We're about 1 month away now from the next G20 in Seoul, South Korea. And I was wondering, yes. Illogic, do you have any predictions for this summit, this upcoming 1 month away?
Well, you know, I think they're very arrogant in what they do. I think the G8, G20 and these summits are meant to militarize different parts of the world, different cities across the world. There's just like basically the Toronto Police Department was the one who was first to put out the scare tactics by showing all their arsenal before the actual event. So they came out and showed, oh, we got these new toys, we got these new weapons. Now in Seoul, South Korea, the police are doing the same thing, and I saw some pictures yesterday of police in South Korea demonstrating their hardcore martial arts tactics by breaking concrete slabs with their head, breaking bottles with their hands, just trying to be very intimidating to in general. But, you know, there's a lot of radical movements around the world, and South Korea included, and you know, I think, you know, what we said in the video too is like, there's nowhere you can go in the world. You know, everywhere you go, you're going to see opposition to it. And people, you know, when you back people into a corner, eventually they're going to fight back. So eventually they're going to step on and go into a place where they're not welcome. And I think eventually that stuff's going to blow back in their face. It's like, you know, you try and hold the basketball underwater. The harder you try and push it down, the quicker it's just going to bounce back up and hit you in the face. And I think that's the situation we're going to see very soon.
For real, for real. And we're speaking here with Illogic, and you're talking about your own conditions here, your own charges, I guess. What's your own legal situation here with the G20?
Me and Testament are co-accused. We're basically being charged with conspiracy, counseling others to commit indictable offenses. So they're not even trying to say like we did anything. They're saying like we're conspiring to do things. We're counseling others to do things. We're not actually being charged with doing anything like saying like we did mischief, we did this, we did that. No, it's like counseling others, conspiracy. So it's very nebulous charges, which is, you know, on one hand, it's, you know, we're not talking to our lawyers. We're not like super afraid of like jail time, although they're now saying the Crown wants to put us in jail. That's part of what they're just coming out with right now. But it's going to be a long process. It might go on for a year or two, and it's going to be a very much an inconvenience in our lives. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are facing worse things, people on house arrest, people facing deportation. So, you know, we're trying to stay strong for everybody else as well, because we're all in it together at this point.
For real, for real, yeah. And thanks a lot, Illogic, for joining us here on the show.
Pleasure.
You got anything else to say before we're going to throw on another track here.
I just want to say to all the people of the world, you know, keep your head up, keep positive. You know, the days are getting darker, but, you know, we're the light. You know, we got to be the ones who represent that positivity in this world. And we all have the opportunity to change our life, our community, and our planet. And that's our supreme responsibility, our duty, and our honor being here right now at this time, because we're all here for a reason right now. And the planet needs us. So build those links in your community. Stay strong. Train yourself. Train your mind, your body, and your spirit. And, one love, humanity. Namaste.
For real, yeah. And let's hear something from the MC, some real hip-hop here from Illogic. Here is MK Ultra.
Brush away, Cam.
All right, word up.
What is it that you search for? Oh, dear.
I've been brushing for hours just to make sure it's gone.
I guess we can honestly say that you've lost your mind.
No, I know exactly where it is.
Really?
Sometimes it's like a nightmare. MK Ultra brainwashing your mic, yeah. Cause we're right here, and they're right there. And it's warfare, and it's all fair. And they don't care, and the beast lair. Into the heart of evil we all stare. So I prepare my soul here on all fronts. Attack, tech, stack, get back. Media, a weapon. We're all the targets. Zombified nations of the world in the darkness. Even if I'm the only one, regardless, I use the mic in the night as a light spark this. I see far that PR markets, propaganda fame puppets, that's monstrous. Follow this madness, preposterous. I'm on this, I got this, I plot this, the clock is tick tick tocking all through the day into the night. Listen what they say, just think about yourself trying to get paid, trying to get laid by fortune and fame, keeping us all afraid with the things that they tell you, the bling that they sell you, but does it compel you? Another victim of MK Ultra. The chains in your brain, see they already sold ya. They already sold ya. MK Ultra. And they got their spokesperson models for all the kids and weak-minded to follow. Leave us all swimming in sorrow. No future in this for anyone, no tomorrow. But now they're on to the next one. Next phase, next craze leaves me perplexed, son. Best believe they're the hex ones. I spit the truth, so believe I feel blessed, son. Yeah, I'm not stupid, I see clearly. Right in front of me, Poison TV, starring Beyonce, Gaga, Jay-Z, Rihanna. The drama, you all are crazy. For a little bit of money, y'all sold your soul. Being under the umbrella will take its toll. You're crazy in love, but under control. This is my role to talk this, the clock is tick, tick, tocking all through the day, into the night. Listen what they say, just think about yourself trying to get paid, trying to get laid by fortune and fame, keeping us all afraid with the things that they tell you, the bling that they sell you, but does it compel you? Another victim of MK Ultra. The chains in your brain, see they already sold ya. Stand tall, rep the truth, I'm a soldier. A love for this world got its weight on my shoulder like Atlas. Forget this, I rap this, baby, get on their blacklist. Fuck it, I don't got any asses, that's not why I'm rapping. Won't be talking about asses that I'm tapping, or any other crap that they're playing. Don't listen to the radio, don't care what they say, and won't be brainwashed by their movies. Fuck Hollywood, CIA propaganda, glorified portray is good. US military war and conquest. Video games teach kids it's fun to bomb them. Back to the stone age, engage your rage. Tell you that you're free, but your life is a cage. I write truth to the page, spit truth from the stage. Believe that I'm rocking, cause still the clock is tick, tick, tocking all through the day, into the night. Listen what they say, just think about yourself trying to get paid, trying to get laid by fortune and fame, keeping us all afraid with the things that they tell you, the bling that they sell you, but does it compel you? Another victim of MK Ultra. The chains in your brain, see they already sold ya. They already sold ya. MK Ultra.
You left something behind.
The hollow facilitator. I was scared at first, but now I'm
up. Word of Mouth Wednesday back here on the show. And that was a bit of the MK Ultra track there, Illogic, Test Their Logic, with some hardcore raps here. It was a good one to play for our October 13th special, because we know 13 is an Illuminati number. And it is it's a Wednesday, the 13th of October, and you know, it's been a few months since the G20, but finally, we're getting some independent media that's really making some noise, really breaking some ground here at Ryerson Campus. Last week, I mentioned it on air for everyone who heard the show. I was talking about the G20 Exposed screening that was going on last Wednesday during the whole Word of Mouth Wednesday, and then I got to see a bit of it after the show. Which was interesting, because I'm even in the scene, the kettling scene. They used a few of my clips in that part. And, you know, it was interesting because there's a lot. It was definitely a packed room here. It was right near 55 Gould Street here. And, you know, definitely over 100 people, definitely standing room only. Well, here is a bit of an interview here. I interviewed Derek, who's one of the producers behind this G20 Exposed, Toronto G20 Exposed documentary, and also a guest that we had on in the past talking about the G20, John Prine from Thorold, Ontario, who made it into town for the screening. And here is a bit about the G20 Exposed with Derek and John Prine.
We'd like to thank everybody that came out today at the event. It's the first Canadian documentary on G20. It's important that we do publicize what happened in the alternative media, such as Press for Truth, InfoWars, and The Real News, and we're waking up people, because it's about our Canadian Constitution, the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms Act, and we need to stand up as Canadians and spread the truth. And if you go to Toronto, g20exposed.ca, you can go there and you can view the film for free. The information is important. We want the truth to be told. Because a lot of this footage wasn't on the alternative, it wasn't in the mainstream media. So we have a story of a gentleman, his name's John Prune. He's a 57-year-old Revenue Canada employee. He was there at the G20 peacefully sitting down at Queen's Park, which was the designated area for peaceful protests, and his leg was ripped off him, his amputee prosthetic leg. Five police officers tackled him to the ground. They labeled his leg a weapon. So when things like that are happening to our fellow Canadians, we got to stand up and we got to speak out, because we have freedom of assembly and freedom of speech, and we're going to stand strong because we're Canadians. We're going to stand up for our fellow humans, and we're going to get this information out. This movie is important. We want everybody to see it. Go to the website. You can check it out. Thanks, guys.
And we're at Ryerson University right now. Who was at this?
We had about 125 people. We had John Prine. He came here. The gentleman who's strong, and he showed good character, and we're here in solidarity. We had numerous people that were assaulted at the G20, that were detained at Queen and Spadina. We had a lot of individuals that just want to stand up for Canadian democracy. So we invite police, or if they're off duty, to come and check out our screenings. We're probably going to have another one at York University. We want them to come out and see what happened during that event, and we want them to be accountable. When they do make mistakes, like humans do as well, people go to jail. So we need to spread the truth, and we need them to look at that perspective with the alternative media.
All right, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're here at Ryerson Campus. We just saw the screening of G20 Exposed, the movie, and we got a guest here. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, my name is John Prine from Welland, Ontario.
And what did you think of the movie today?
It was great. I really liked it. It showed me a lot of what happened at G20. I was arrested at the time, and so I missed a lot of what happened on TV, what happened to a lot of the people there. I mean, I heard what people were saying when we were held in detention, but now I got to see what happened, and shocked and amazed at what the police did and what the people went through, the way they were hurt. I guess I'm just shocked, still shocked about the whole thing, and we need a public inquiry to clear the air on this.
Right, and we're speaking with John Prine, and you're an amputee that was arrested during the G20. Has there been any updates? Is there anything that's been going on since the G20?
Yeah, I'm certainly thinking of filing a human rights complaint about what happened. Things are taking a while to move through the different stages, and I just want a public inquiry is my big concern about this. Seeing the movie tonight just makes me think that that's the only way to go. And I think anybody who sees this movie will see that we need a public inquiry. It's right there on film. I mean, you can't turn down a public inquiry. It's the only way to sort this out and you know, see what went wrong. A lot of things went wrong. It's right there on film. Yeah, if you want to see truth behind what happened, not just the TV images brought to, you know, by the mainstream media, you've got to see this G20 movie. It's fantastic.
All right, check out Toronto, g20exposed.ca. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday back here. That was just a bit of there of John Prine looking for a public inquiry there. You heard a bit of from this G20 Exposed screening, some of the voices. Well, here is another clip here that I got from the G20 Exposed screening, and this is some words with the local media, because Press for Truth was there, and, well, there were some media there, and we got some interviews here, some reaction of the film with some reporters, independent reporters like Tyrone, Steve, Derek, who you might know better as their YouTube usernames, youtube.com/OttawaFro or Winx420 or The Secret Store. Here are some thoughts about this G20 Exposed documentary.
You guys got any words in review? Well, one thing about the G20 Exposed, it shows the grassroots movement, the media, which is pivotal because with the mainstream media, you're only seeing one side, and it's important for everybody to see the other side, and which is actually the factual side. So I was really impressed with this movie. It pulled together a lot of resources, your footage, his footage, Dan's, the real news. All Canadians need to see this film because it happened on their country. Our Canada was turned into Nazi Germany for the weekend, so we don't want it to happen again. We got to be informed, and we got to do something about it. And that's just, you know, it's got to be cool now to tell the truth. I think that's what we need to do. Is, you know, it's got to be cool now to tell the truth. If not, there goes our future.
And now this Public Works Protection Act, which they chose to pull out of the books and enforce on us, was originally introduced here to protect Parliament and government buildings from Russian and German spies. So that doesn't say very much for the way that these people think about the people who live in their city, the people who contribute to their city, the people who, like, run their city, you know, the people who created this city, the people who are this city. Doesn't say very much about the way that they look at us.
Yeah, basically what we're looking for is to get the truth out, and we're not looking to profit. We're just looking at our costs. So we're giving out free DVDs at the event. And we tell people to make copies, to give it out to your family members and friends. And it's the first G20 Exposed documentary in Canada. So we want this to be on everybody's shelf. We want people to realize that there was more to the story than what you were told.
I think it's a great movie, great documentary. Everybody should see it, and they should share it with their family members. If you know anyone in law enforcement, share the video with them as well. We need those people. They're the most vital piece to the puzzle. We need them on our side. We need them to wake up, and we need them to stop taking unlawful orders. So
two thumbs up. I think you definitely need to share this. Again, the only way to stop something, corrupt behavior, is for one, the citizenry to be informed about that. So, you know, you got to spread the message, spread the truth, and the truth is contagious. And so if people do see it, you know, they'll start to act and do something about it, share the truth with their inner circle. That's what we got to do.
Word up. So those are some words there from last week after the G20 Exposed screening, the premiere screening of the groundbreaking documentary, grassroots documentary, first Canadian documentary about the G20 Toronto and, you know, all the chaos, the whole lockdown, stories from inside the cages in the Hollywood studio. You can find all that and more. TorontoG20Exposed.ca is the website if you want to get a copy. TorontoG20Exposed.ca, or check out Toronto True Seeker Street Actions. Got a lot of the copies and handing them out on Saturdays, usually Saturday Street Action, Young and Dundas with the True Seekers. And also check out sites like The Real News, TheRealNews.com has a whole G20 section. If you notice in the top bar, you notice a few different sections. One of them's on the G20, so you can check out, you know, lots of information there. And then also check out the Toronto Media Co-op, mediacoop.ca, Toronto Media Co-op. featuring some pictures, featuring a picture of yesterday I saw posted. There was a picture in an article about the environmental activists that did a banner hang somewhere along the Gardiner Expressway, a Free Alex 100 banner hang about the G20. And there's also a post, a video posted on there that I posted on there, a media co-op, of video clips. I put some video clips together with some of the audio from the El Royale interview a few weeks ago. In case you didn't tune in a few weeks ago, missed the show or something, you can check out on Media Co-op or check out on YouTube the story of El Royale, G20 Unlawful Arrest, for the story of a TTC worker who's arrested on his way to work during the G20. So you can find that on the Media Co-op. And Much more leading into this. 1 month now, 1 month away from the G8 G20 Splash the Meeting. Splash. Why do I say Splash the Meeting instead of Crash the Meeting? Well, this time the G20 will be meeting in Seoul, Korea, but not in the downtown. They're going to be meeting in the middle of a river on an artificial island. So they're going to be surrounded by water instead of tall buildings like they were in Toronto. But it'll still be the same. Almost the exact same 20 that met here in June. So they'll be up to their same old tricks probably. So that we'll have a countdown till the next G20 going on, as well as, the race for mayor is still going on because we got only a few weeks left now till that. So I think we'll swing back into that next week. But right now on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, we got to get back into hip hop because we're going to wrap up our Manifesto speaker series, Clips of the Maestro, once we get back from this track. But this is a track by the Dope Poet Society featuring Maestro, track called Success. Word up.
Backed by the Justice League Orchestra. Always making history, so it's only right that we linked up with the godfather of Canadian hip hop, Maestro.
Success to us ain't just success for us. We rep for much more. The quest for us is to never let them think less of us and always be more than what they expect from us. Success to us ain't just success for us. We rep for much more. The quest for us is to never let them think less of us and always be more than what they expect from us.
They never thought we would have made it so fly. They thought we'd have died sooner or later, the world would have dried. We keep getting by, nowadays rappers be living a lie.
I don't know, man, cut off in all the illusions. Forgot about the movement, never been a drug dealer, flipping keys through the city. But a Don Stroleone got the key to the city, still chopping it. Rolling with a crew of scholars, Chad Johnson with the rhyme, these Hooshman's out of. Except it ain't 84 and 85, it's live. They wanna cripple us, put a 666 in us, cursing us, leave our souls in ashes and flames. We here to change that, break the mental shackles and chains, and show kids success is in the palm of your hands. All you gotta do is close it tight, still won't see it over. Night, but it ain't impossible. Overcoming obstacles. Left step, right step. Yes, God bless.
Success to us ain't just success for us. We rep for much more. The quest for us is to never let them think less of us and always be more than what they expect from us. Success to us ain't just success for us. We rep for much more. The quest for us is to never let them think less of us and always be more than what they expect from us.
Martin and Malcolm under the torch. What if we lost? What if we like it to be for the squash? We could evolve, imagine if you could defeat the assassin. Back in the time and attack him, jack him. What would the rhymes, see ass was happening, bringing it back with passion. We got the same enemies possessed by greed that oppressed our ancestors, yes indeed. Don't let a possession possess you, allow your essence to be possessed by the ancestors' lessons, you'll then succeed. We've been blessed to be the next to lead, the fresh west and Professor D. Legacy will never be about finding or running or following property. The novelty is lost when you evolve consciously. And if you succeed, us, you'll succeed, cause you're success, justice, fighting for justice. Some lie to the U5, fight for the truth down to my last air for the cause molecule.
Success to us ain't just success for us. We rep for much more. The quest for us is to never let them think less of us and always be more than what they expect from us. Success to us ain't just success for us. We rep for much more. The quest for us is to never let them think less of us and always be more than what they expect from us.
We like Malcolm and Mahatma, finesse and a rhythm. Two revolutionary spitting who connect with a vision. True intellects on a mission for correcting the system. Telling men to listen, stop disrespecting the women. The child's lost like the tribe of Shabazz and self-hated. We underestimated, underrated, and jaded. They made it seem like we animals expected to fail. With knowledge, wisdom, overstanding, you expect to prevail.
Dead or in jail, that's where they want you to go. So they got you to flow all about the rock and the blow. No, whatever the devil offers you will never truly profit you. When you like to switch to the side of righteousness, we got a spot for you. We represent Canada all over the world. And where we in Canada, we represent the heads we met all over the world. Hip-hop, globetrotters, carrying on the works of the revolutionary forefathers.
Success to us ain't just success for us. We rep for much more. The quest for us
is to never let them think less of us and always be more than what they expect from us. Success to us ain't just success for us. We rep for much more. The quest for us is to never let them think less of us and always be more than what they expect from us.
Dope Poet Society, Maestro Fresh West. The Legendary Manifesto took place about, well, three weeks ago now. Wes Maestro Williams was the last speaker in the So Much Things to Say speaker series, which was presented in association with the Ryerson Students Union, RSU, right here on Ryerson campus. And Maestro is a Juno Award-winning hip-hop artist and inspirational speaker and the author of the new book, Stick to Your Vision. We're going to hear a bit from Maestro. Maestro is known for his first album, Symphony Effect, was the first Canadian rap album to receive platinum certification, remains the best-selling Canadian rap album of all time. Stick to Your Vision is the book, and that was some words there from the So Much Things to Say program. And just to finish off, because we played the first half last week, here's another part, part two, a second half of the Maestro Fresh West So Much Things to Say speaker series. Word up, here's the Maestro.
We never had people older than us giving us advice, man. We learned from ourselves, man. The only people we had was like DJ Crews, like Sunshine, and like, you know what I'm saying, like Butch Lee and Killer White. All that was cool, but they weren't making records. They weren't at the level we were at to take it to a business. So we had nobody to look up to see like, this is what you do, this is what you don't do. So everybody I learned from was people younger than me. So of course I was a fan of Ghetto Concept. I'm studying Infinite's lyrics, I'm studying Kwadjo and Dola, I'm watching. Of course I'm a student of Socrates. Of course, why wouldn't I be? I'm watching him spit, I'm listening to him spit, then he's producing. And he could sing on top of that. So of course I'm gonna be taking my notes. I'm studying Chaos. I'm gonna watch what these cats are doing, because I never have people older than me show me what to do on that level from a creative perspective like that. So of course I'm gonna watch the JD Eras, man. Of course I'm gonna see what Drake and them cats are doing right now, man. I watch cats, you know why? And I study them, you know why? Because they studied all my shit. When Missy came out, she didn't just rap, she was rapping and doing reggae. That was considered alternative music back then. Understand? When Dream Warriors came out, let me tell you, you could ask King Lou about Coogee Rapopolo, he'll tell you. Ask him about Master Ace, he'll tell you. But when it comes to him spitting, if an MC would say the, he'd say the. That's how original Dream Warriors were. That's one of the most original crews ever in hip hop, straight out of Toronto. We got so much history in the hood, and it's very important that we document our history. You didn't have no internet when you came up, nothing. We're at a level now, you can't blame these kids, man, because they got information coming at them at a level, at a rapid speed, that they're gonna forget about culture. They don't care which breakbeat this came from, whatever like that, they're on to the next. When I hear like Live at the Barbecue, I wanted to know that was the Detroit Emeralds. I want to find out what breakbeat did Large Professor use to use that. Oh, that's the same breakbeat that Raekwon used for Incarcerated Scarface 10 years later. I wanted to know that stuff. This generation, you can't blame that. My man said what? CSDS, Common Sense Deficiency Syndrome. That could hit you virally. That could come at you electronically. That could come at you spiritually too as well. Again, I feel proud of this book. I feel like I've reached some type of destination. But guess what? Stick to your vision is a cycle. Because once you get to a certain destination, guess what? Your expectation of yourself increases. Because I already got to this level. So now I see myself on the next level, right? That's what's up. And we're going to continue going further and further and further. But when you get to your destination, what do? You bring people with you. What Shay is doing right here, what Manifesto is doing, they're not only inspiring people older than us and this generation right here, they're bringing people with us. They're bringing young cats coming up. Cats who don't know me as the Maestro Fresh West. They might know me from doing that TV show Metropia, or they might know me as doing Instant Star, or whatever. One time I was visiting my homie Jaden Finch, and someone said, isn't that Metropia? And I'm feeling nice. I got the Maestro clothes on. It's like a new generation all together right now. Just a new generation all together. So Someone looked at me, yo, you, Rakim! Like, yo, man, I mean, I know me and the brother look similar like that, but I'm from Toronto, and you know, it's a different time right now, man. And chapter 24 of my book, there's something, a chapter we titled it, Transferable Skills. And what that deals with is what you learn from one realm, you take to the next. What I learned from hip-hop, being an artist, being an MC, it gave me confidence. It showed me the importance of preparation. It showed me the importance of repetition. When I'm going to a new arena altogether, these are the transferable skills. So when I started acting, a lot of people in the acting industry, they look at me like I'm a Neanderthal. They figure like, yo, wait a minute, this guy's a rapper. So let's keep him in this cute little box here. So every time I mess up, they'll be like, okay, Wes, you know when you rap and you do it this way? How about if you do it this way? And I'm like, you know, I applied my same work ethic that I learned from being an MC to my acting. So, in other words, when I'm making beats, making records, I learn, if I take a jazz record and I open up the record, I look at the grooves on the record, when I see spaces in between, I know those spaces are either a drum break or a bass line. I'm gonna cop that record because who's the bass player? Jack DeJohnette? Ron Carter? Okay, cool. Let me see what I got. That same work ethic I applied to acting. So I don't need to see the Hollywood actors. I used to go to Queen's video. I want to dig in the crates now. Give me those obscure movies with those obscure performances that people don't even know about. Understand what I'm saying? Because it's not Hollywood. The foundation of all that was hip-hop. All I simply did was transfer my skills from that to what I'm doing that right now. Now, when I see a brother like Shay, you're transferring your skills, B. Understand? We, in this room right now, we got so much political power, man. We don't even know. That's why my man Ernie was saying, okay, if you want to drag your pants down or whatever like that, that's you. If you really want to do that. But really, we got so much political power in this room right now, man. Through our words, you know what I'm saying? Through our energy, you know? But if we suffer from CSDS, it ain't gonna happen. And if we don't document a history, it's a wrap. Because to poison the people, you poison their stories. So we gotta continue documenting the stories, see what worked from back in the days, what didn't work. You're gonna learn what you did with this manifesto and what didn't work, and you're gonna say, all right, cool. Number 5 is going to be even better. Number 7 is going to be sick, right? Your vision is about how you want to live your life, including your choice and career, whether you want to remain single or have a family, or how you want to spend your free time, or where you want to be, where you want to live, and the values and beliefs that will guide you along the way. That's very important. And stick to your vision is not necessarily just a career thing you're doing. It's about life, like who's going with you. And trust me, man, I learned so much about my wife when I did this project. Because that's when she was pregnant with our child. I got a book deal at Random House. And I felt great. I went in with no literary agent. I just told them, this is the template. Expectation, operation, destination. Stick to vision is the title. They gave me a hug and they said, wow, you know what? We believe in you. But now you gotta hit that manuscript. And here's your deadline. And I know how to rap, right? I know how to act, but now I'm an author, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm no Ernest Hemingway, I'm no Margaret Atwood, you know what I'm saying? This is a whole new thing altogether. So now I'm writing my stuff and I'm putting stuff together, and I never had people like critiquing my grammar before. I felt like a dick. Like, you know, you look at me like, no, Wes, this is how we do this, and it's in large cases over here and such over here. And I went through so much editing. Meanwhile, my wife is pregnant. Meanwhile, my son is being born. Meanwhile, I got this manuscript to come through. And I'm like, how are we going to do this? And the thing is, she kept on telling me, you know what? Tell your story, but summarize that shit. Get to the end. And she'd be holding her head. Women who got kids, you know how it is when you're pregnant. You know how it is when you're pregnant. And she kept on saying, just get to the friggin' point. Just get to the friggin' point. And I'm saying, you have to embrace your victories, but keep moving. We're gonna embrace what you've done, what you guys have done for this whole week. This is monumental. And we're gonna keep it moving to the next level because there's bigger destinations along the way. So I thank you for, I don't know how much time I have, but I feel great being there. Thank you for your time.
CKLN 88.1 FM, that was the Maestro. Shoutouts to the Maestro. Shoutouts to the Manifesto Festival, themanifesto.ca. Shoutouts to Illogic, our guest at the top of the show of the rap group Test Their Logic. And also shoutouts to the G20 Exposed, Toronto, G20Exposed.ca for the monumental documentary. Also, tomorrow, Thursday, October the 14th at noon, there's going to be an event called Our Water, Our Lives Rally at Queen's Park. Tell the McGuinty government to protect our water tomorrow at noon. Also, Friday, October the 15th at 7 p.m. There's a Rap for Freedom tour at the University of Toronto Graduate Students Union, 16 Bancroft Avenue. Pay what you can. Suggest a donation, $10 to $15. All proceeds donated to the G20 Legal Defense Fund. Testament Rap for Freedom tour. And also stay tuned for CKLN 88.1 FM's next show, Blue Remedy, featuring the blues Dr. Julie Hill to cure your music ills. Next up on CKLN, this has been our October 13th special. My name's Daniel Libby, and stay tuned for Word of Mouth next week, and stay tuned for the Blue Remedy. Be out of here. Much respect. Word is bond. Word out.
Everywhere I go, people running around, trying to get to the top when they're really going down. Oh, Lord. Oh, won't you help them?